Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO! Exclamation point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, playing cards, and much, much more. Also, I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has a diversity, have the creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to try every single thing she says. So don't be afraid to be addicted and to like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with the freedom to enjoy. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right scene set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice to your life. You can make each poem or story your own and tantalize your fantasies. Make them a reality. Why? Because you deserve it. Get an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate in all the right spots. Erotica worth trying and enjoying the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character, creating the escape you so long for to places of pleasures beyond your imagination and offering peace in a moment to enjoy. In her work, she is in total control. LSO, in her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? Note, these are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary, whether it be with a paddle or a whip. Don't worry. LSO and Miss K, we got it. We ready. This evening's topic, mental masturbating. Handle your business. Don't forget hand and the handle. The Lawless Radio Show, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Jokes. Welcome our co-host, Miss K Shepherd. Miss K Shepherd, where you at? Miss K Shepherd, do you have it on mute? Hello, I'm giving you an introduction, Miss Shepherd, and you are not coming on? Okay, well, we're just going to proceed. She'll click on when she get it, A good reason why masturbating is good, it releases, Miss Shepherd just got kicked off. Wow, it got that hot already, and we ain't even started nothing yet. Okay, a good reason why masturbating is good, it releases a feel-good chemical including dopamine and oxytocin. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. Oxytocin. If I'm not pronouncing it correctly, I'm sure Miss Vixen will probably come on. Oh, yes, we can hear you now. You back? Okay. So we want to start this all over again. We're going to start it. I seen you was on, but you I wasn't hearing you.
No.
I saw you was on, but you didn't say nothing. Okay, well, we're going to unhurt your feelings right now. Welcome, everybody. Miss K is on the line. And she's a Reiki master and an author. She's a self-love coach and certified life purpose. Yeah. And let's not forget domestic violence awareness specialist. Ow. Miss Kay. See, and my dude's nephew to come back so we can get that business going.
No way. Let me tell you. I was up there like, get it. And I was like, hey,
no, we were not hearing you. We were not hearing you. I'm like, okay, well, maybe she can have us on mute. So, you know, then when I seen you disconnect, I was like, okay, well, y'all, she coming back. She coming back.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, you can't hear me? Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's your phone.
No,
no,
it was going
on. That's the station. That's the station.
I know, the station gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, we got it now.
It's burning it up. You know, people.
We got it now. We got it.
So, you know, that line was on fire. I had to let it go and call back. You know, they think about that mental masturbation. Okay, we're going to have church over here. Mental masturbation.
So, Miss Kay, tell us how you really feel. I'm just saying. Tell us how you really feel. How was your weekend, Miss Kay?
It was very, let me tell you something. The universe,
what? Tell me.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. And I'm going to help a lot of people right now because I have a feeling a lot of people are going through this. If you feel stuck, you're not. And I'm going to tell you why you're not stuck. Because it's not your time to move. Oh, let me say this. We're going to church right
now. Wow. All right now.
You're not stuck. It's not your time to move. When the universe says it's your time to move, then you will be free to move. And that's with everything. You know, for the past couple of months, I've been struggling, like, with cleaning up the way that I want to. I was like, damn, why can't I clean up my house the way I really want to? And I've been frustrated with myself, and I've been fighting myself and feeling stuck. And then I was like, you know what? I gotta just let it come when it comes. I got to fall back on this expectation that I have. And my grandmother's birthday just passed. It was May 13th. And
okay.
I sent her some ancestry money. That's just part of, you know, just me and my spirituality. You know, ancestry money is not American. It's not American dollars, but it's like money from maybe another culture that's very low in wage or whatever. So while I was burning it, giving tribute to my grandmother, and at first it was burning very slowly, and I was giving tribute to my grandmother, and I was just, you know, telling her how much I loved her and thanked her for being in my life when she was, and blah, 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 blah. As I went to light the third one, that shit almost lit my hand up. I had to drop it in the hole. What I lit after that was like whoosh, 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 and I was like, she's here. She's acknowledging. She's getting it. Oh, my God. And I was just so happy that she was receiving it. But you know what happened right before that happened? I was finally able to clean up the way I wanted to.
Well, shit, can you get that same clean-up spirit and come and finish my living room?
Listen, I got a four-bedroom house. I'm sorry, lady. I can't help you. Anyway, my point is that when the universe says it's okay for you to move, that's when you move. So don't beat up on yourself. Find something else to do in that time. Preoccupy yourself with something else. And when it's time to move on that one particular thing, the universe will let you know the time is right, and that's when you move on it. Because haste makes way.
Okay. Well, now that we had this little information from Miss Kay, let me just let y'all know in reference to tonight's topic. A good reason why masturbating is good is because it releases a feel-good chemical, including dopamine and oxytocin into the body. Vixen, am I saying it right? If not, text me because I know you're going to be on it. Articulate. And also, dopamine is a neurotransmitter, which makes you feel good and puts you in a better mood. So that's why when you have that release and, you know, you come down, you get a little high, and then you come down on your high because you're feeling good because you release that chemical right. in your system. And then the oxytocin, also it's known as a love hormone. So that contributes to feelings of well-being and attachment. So you get that little tingle, that feeling, and, you know, you're like, ah. Oh. So that's why masturbating is pleasurable. And also that's why you should masturbate, because one of many reasons that you should is because you get to examine or experience that pleasure, regardless how long it takes you. And, you know, you also, it's, you don't get no diseases unless your hands or toys are dirty. I'm just saying.
On the spiritual side of that, when you masturbate, is also a time for you to also manifest. So right before you have your orgasm is a time for you to manifest what it is that you want. And I'm not talking about yell it out, but mentally say it to yourself repeatedly. You know, if it's more money you want, like, I need $10,000, $10,000. You repeat that to yourself as you're about to climax. And once you do, because basically what you're doing is you're putting yourself in a position to be at the highest peak you can be. You know, when you climax, that's the highest peak you can be in terms of spirituality. That's the highest peak.
Well, y'all heard Miss K. Y'all heard. Vixen, what you saying over there, Vixen? I see you keeping real quiet. But the first is not even a question, it's a statement. So, you know, just so we can get people's perspective on, you know, how they defined certain things. And the first thing is define mental stimulation. So a gentleman put making me smile, making me laugh. A young lady put best form of stimulation. It can capture someone's mind and imagination. You can truly seduce them, and it's just a matter of time before the body follows the mind. I agree. Then another young lady put, Facebook just be doing its own thing, and I'm trying to read what the people say, and it just totally went out of it, but I'm back. Asking significant questions about the person, how they're feeling based on what they are saying, means actively listening. Then emotionally intelligent enough to speak on what the person is really saying, responding in a way or about things they really need, capital letters, to hear. So, Ms. K, how would you define mental stimulation?
For me,
don't worry, I didn't take no notes either.
Well, I'm a sapiosexual, so mental stimulation for me is conversing. It's having a great dialogue. And not about anything in particular. I mean, I just would love to be able to converse with somebody about anything and everything across the board. And that's a mental stimulation for me. I could have somebody standing in front of me, because if you could be drop dead, let's say Michael B. Jordan and his freaking Wakanda body. Like, he could be standing there and it's like, damn. But if he opened his mouth and the words was like, duh, I would be so turned off. I'd be like, I don't care how pretty you look, get away from me. Because you stupid. I need it to match. I need all of that and then have a conversation to match and to be eloquent and articulate and to just be able to hold his own in a conversation. Yeah. So for me, it's conversing. It's conversing, definitely.
Okay, well, there you go, there you go, there you go. Well, for me, I'm going to say coming from the mind, pun intended. But my thing is, I always say if you get in someone's mind, you can guide them wherever you want them or need them to be. Some people may say it's your heart first.
Get out of here.
Some people say it's your mind. It say whatever. I say mind and I say guide because it's not manipulating you because you want to do it. So I'm just guiding you into coming and come on, boo. Come on in and let's do this. And this is what we're going to do. You know. She say manipulation. Don't listen to her, y'all. Don't listen to her. Don't listen.
Manipulation
don't listen.
Is not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't have to necessarily
right,
be
it all depends
thing.
On how you use it. If you
exactly.
use it with negative connotations, then, of course,
right.
manipulation would seem like a bad thing. But you also can use it with the force of something powerful and creating something in an abundance. So,
exactly.
And then, you know, when you stimulate, wait a minute. When you stimulate the mind, again, you get those hormones and it releases those chemicals in your body that makes you feel some kind of way. So when you're stimulating all of that and you feeling yourself and the words are just coming at you like bam, 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 and it's like, ooh, making you feel warm and fuzzy, don't take little things like that for granted because you can actually get a orgasm and or come
mm-hmm.
from mental stimulation, but you just
mm-hmm.
have to allow yourself that freedom and with your partner, whoever your partner may be, allow yourself that freedom to accept it and also exchange. And then you can have a wonderful time and not once did either of you touch each other. So... ladies and gentlemen, y'all got to figure out how to do that. Now, what was you going to say, Ms. K?
Well, I mean, you know, being that I'm a parent, you learn master manipulation to deal with your kids. You know, when they get past a certain age, it's like there's certain disciplines you cannot use. And after a certain age, it's like, you know what? If you want, you need to do this. And my sons would be like, well, that's not fair. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm a master manipulator. Proud of it. But if you want X, Y, and Z, then you need to do X, Y, and Z to get that. And they understand. It's like, listen, if you want this done, do this. If you don't do this, you're not getting that. It's just that simple. So, like I said, it depends on how you use it. Like you said as well, if a person is not using it to harm you and it's for your benefit, then it's a different story. There you
okay.
go.
Oh, there awesome. You go. That's it. That's it. All right. Now we're going to move right on along. Keep on. Sugar. Keep on. Don't ask me where. You know what? I took a sip of right before I came on, I made my shakes, my smoothies. And I was supposed to have made me one to drink now. I made one for me to drink now, but I ended up freezing that. So I'm just going to make another, I'm going to make a shake instead of a smoothie. So tomorrow I already have my smoothies pre-prepared.
Yeah.
So, but I did taste it. So maybe that little taste that I did on a spoon was enough. But all it was is strawberries, bananas, spinach,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of a protein powder. So now I'm getting my full servings of fruits and vegetables for the day.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What are trigger words, thoughts, songs, sounds mm-hmm. that come to mind for you? Well, a young lady, she put food. That's it, just food. Anything food, she ready. So, Ms. K, I ask you, what are your trigger words, thoughts, songs, sounds?
Trigger words, as in, as soon as you say it, it's like on sight?
Yeah, that's a trigger word. Or a thought, you may have a thought, and you're like, oh, damn, this is about to happen. Whatever it is, a thought, sound, word, words. An act, anything.
So I'm big on touch, but it's very important in terms of who touches me. It can't just be anybody because I deal with energy. So I don't like to just touch anybody. I don't like people to just touch me because I absorb energy. So if it's somebody that I'm comfortable, if it's a man, let me be very clear.
No judgment. No judgment. You do what you feel is right for you.
But I like men, so I'm going to be very specific. If it's a man that I'm interested in and he touches me, and I mean, it doesn't have to be a touch of anything like provocative. It doesn't have to be like he grabbed my butt or anything like that. But it's how. Like if he was just to like run his fingers like lightly across my arm or up the side of my leg, it'd be like, oh.
Or if they rub your thigh when you're like, son, if you don't get up off of me, don't get up off of me.
You about to get hurt in all kinds of ways. You know, you're going to get hurt.
I don't see nothing wrong.
You about to get hurt, okay? Like, no. Because I'm multi-orgasmic. I'm not. See, that's the thing. That's why energy with me, I can't play with that because I'm multi-orgasmic. Like, touching me on my skin, just a light touch can make me be like, oh, my, listen, you can get it. Like, so I'm very careful about who I have in my space. You know, if I ain't trying to really get it in, I'm trying to keep you away from me because I'm not trying
exactly.
to get it in. Like,
exactly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you.
LSO. What are your trigger words, thoughts, sounds, songs, whatever? Now, you can have this as one sentence or a word, exclamation point, however. Come fuck me now. Bam.
That's it. Oh, so you can
have that as words, a word, or you can make it a song. You can do whatever you want. But also, a trigger for me is intellectual conversation. No, okay, go ahead and be nasty because I want to hear what you have to say because I wasn't being nasty. Go ahead. What was you going to say?
Come ride my face.
Oh.
I'm coming in. I'll be right there. Where are you?
Oh, when they tell you that you want, you running over. I'll
be right there. I'm driving. Where?
Yeah. Well, that I do understand. You know, those requests was bestowed upon me several times. Oh, but I'm such a lady.
we know the truth, you nasty person.
Yeah, whatever. only sometimes. But,
It just happens.
Yeah, I know how to turn it off. I know how to turn it on. But a lot of people say that I'm flirting when in actuality I'm not. I'm just being who I am. So if that's what people, you know, think it to be, that's just on them. But, you know, something as a simple touch, a light gesture, like if you do something kind that I'm not even expecting and it's like, bam, I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, like random flowers come. I'm like, wow, You thought of me. And a cute little note, all it says is the person's name. And, you know, you just get a big old Kool-Aid smile on your face. Or when you're walking, you hold hands. Or if they're talking to you, they touch you. And I'm not even talking about, it's not meant to be sexual, but because that connection is there, that everything, every touch, they can touch a big toe, and you're like, ooh, baby, yes, you know. So, but someone sent me this song. If you don't know this song, well, I never knew this song, but I had mentioned it to my cousin. And she was like, oh, I know this song. The person's name is Janae Aiko, A-I-K-O.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure I'm probably messing up
yeah,
the name, but my apologies. When I listened to that song, I said, what in the name of O-M-G?
What's the name of the song?
Oh, my gosh. What is it called? And I was like, is this some type of dedication for me? Because I'm a
No, she's a damn... Is it fairy
it's called O-T-O-T-W. O-T-O-T-W featuring Myla J.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. I'll forward it to you. But it was just like, oh, okay. And when I tell you she's raw, OMG, no one ever can tell me about me and my work because it's nothing on that. When I tell you she's raw, she's raw.
Oh, yes, she is.
But I was like,
she got something called.
Oh.
She got a song called.
Okay, young lady, I feel you.
She got a song called Fairy Pussy. So, give it a chance.
Okay, well, I have to look that up and see how she meshes with, you know. Next question. Can you actually feel the presence of the absent partner when you're masturbating? A gentleman put, when you say the presence of an absent party, what are we talking about, a partner or a family member? Now, if you're masturbating, I don't think you should be thinking about a family member. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, I'm sorry.
But if you needed some clarity on it, I did give some clarity. And I said, when masturbating, do you feel a person, then I put, in parentheses, your partner, someone you fantasize about, et cetera. But he never came back on to respond. So, Ms. Kang, can you actually feel the presence of the absent partner or partners when masturbating?
Ooh-wee. Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
Yes. And once again, like I said, I deal with energy. So, you know, if I can always pick up on energy, you know, especially if it's directed at me sexually. So I choose to either accept it or, like, reject it. But there are times in the past, over 2 years that I've been single and I've been living on my own. Yeah, I've had energy from different people, and I'm like, whoa, like, I can feel it. Like, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you may have throw back, like,
about.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
I'm like,
keep
like,
that
I mean,
over
sometimes
there.
Sometimes energy could be so arousing that it's like, yo, I know I gotta like, take care of myself because the energy is just that big and just that arousing.
Okay, I feels you. LSO, can you actually feel the presence of the absent partner when masturbating? Why, yes, I can. If I allow myself to do so, just by thinking about him, and I can allow that to happen. And the him can be whoever, it can be a created person. Like, I created my man, and I'm visualizing him, and ta-da, or it can be an actual person. But usually when I'm going for the masturbating part, it's just get it done. It's not for the lovemaking, the oh, feel so good, and get in, get out, and that's it. I used to enjoy it before, but now I don't enjoy it as much. So give me about 3 to 5 minutes, I'm done. If I'm not done in 5 minutes, then I'm stopping and going to do whatever
Ooh.
Else.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not good.
3 to 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Is that because of the condition, or that's just because you don't have anything that really arouses you at this time?
No, I just don't. I don't enjoy it because I just don't enjoy it anymore. That's
so
all.
So what's causing you?
I'm not really sure of what's causing it. Maybe because I'm not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get it as often as I did before.
Okay.
So, and then now that I've actually sustained, it's like, it's not working. It's not, because I just go right to where it needs to be. Boop, I'm done. So
right.
It's just to get that edge
so
off.
Is it the quality? Is it the quality of it that's just making you like, I just want to get in and get over with?
I'm a clitoris type of person. I don't like dildos, and I don't like vibrators. I don't like those things, so I'm not actually penetrating myself.
You're not fun, bro. You ain't no fun.
What you want is just, and I don't even have to touch myself to have an orgasm, so that's good
right.
for me in some ways, and in other ways, it's really not so good. So I don't necessarily have to use a gadget or my hands. I can just go into my zone and take myself there. And sometimes myself go there without me, and I got to go there to get myself and bring it back. But on that note, we're going to leave y'all with this question. Who or what do you fantasize about? Don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
Yeah. up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carried to my little vegetarian. And to the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows this, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, bet I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said you would need to pay more for.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on was his weakness.
He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Moment. He wanna take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher.
publisher. Put me in a magazine just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got them feeling X-rated. Took them back to preschool so we get finger painted. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. They call me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet, when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
So next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clown, you should've joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call a doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in the skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet, when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me
in that body paint.
Wow.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, when we left off, we left y'all with the question, who or what do you fantasize about? Let's get up in your business. Okay, we had a gentleman say, DJ in front of 30,000 people, don't worry, we claiming after you. You going to get that. A gentleman put retirement early. Another gentleman out the ash, a young lady, food, another young lady, retirement, a gentleman, nothing. I guess that means nothing. Or Nate, so that means nothing. A young lady having it all together, a gentleman put you, and I had to put him out because it was just totally a joke. No. That's truly a joke.
Ooh.
Truly a joke. So, Ms. Kay, who or what do you fantasize about?
I actually fantasize about owning land, building my container home on it. I watch container homes all the time. I know, it's weird.
Okay, so you fantasize about this when you're trying to masturbate?
Oh, no. No, there is somebody that I think about when I masturbate, definitely.
Okay, because, you know, even with the people saying that, I'm like, okay, well, you know, everyone have their own guilty pleasures for what they fantasize about. Who are me? But I'm not thinking about no land when I masturbate.
Okay,
when
no,
I masturbate,
see,
only
I,
land
I'm
thinking about is landing up on the end, getting in.
I'm following suit with warm-ups. That's the answer. So everybody else talk about speaking here and retiring. So I was like, well, shit, if that's the case, I'm thinking about getting some land and have building container homes. Like, that's my goal.
Okay, well, I mean, if that gets
that's
you off, then by
about,
all means, get off from it.
But that's not what gets me. That's not what gets me off. There's one person.
Okay, so what gets you off?
I'm not going to say who he is.
Okay, you don't have to, but you can tell me later.
I'll tell you later. But I have two fantasies about him that, like, he just crawls to me and he just throws his face in it. And
so
then
it's the same fantasy. It's a repetitive fantasy.
Yes.
So you created a whole scenario. So do you think you're going to act out that particular scenario?
When I get that opportunity, hell to the yes.
Oh, yeah. Y'all listening ears, y'all want to hear what her fantasy is? Hit me up, y'all. Let me know if y'all want to hear what her fantasy is. Okay, LSO, who or what do you fantasize about? I really don't fantasize about anything. Because by the time I get good into a thought about something, I'm done. What I need to fantasize about? I'm like, look, that's like when you go into the grocery store, you're supposed to go into the store and get what you're getting and get out. That's it. Hey, and you know, I try to create a fantasy, but I don't.
The stuff you write with all the, maybe, what, have you just heard too many of the same thing?
No.
Or is there nothing out there that can excite you and turn you on? Is it
you
that?
Know what? Those are all questions I have no answers to because I honestly don't know. And even when I'm writing, I don't even know where my mind goes or what setting I'm in when I'm writing. Something can hit me and I'm like, oh, and I'm like Madea typing. So now I found an easier way to do it. I type it into my cell phone, and then email it.
Because
presumptuous texting always changes my shit. And then when I go back, I'm like, what was I trying to say? And presumptuous texting them wrote whatever it wanted to write. And then, you know, because once I write it, the thought is gone. That's it. I can't recapture what it is. So that's why when I feel it, I have to get it out. And the best way for me to get it out is typing so I know at least it's in there as opposed to speaking it and it writes what it wants and then I can't get back my thought. Then I have to rearrange it and try to make it feel good, sound good, or whatever. So I don't even know where I go. Well, we had a young lady, she put nothing, just need music in my background. Okay. What kind of music you need, young lady? You need some hip-hop, you need some R&B, you need some jazz, you need some slow songs, you need some come do me songs. What type of music do you need? Listen, have y'all ever had sex to house music on a speaker?
Ooh.
I'm just saying, y'all out there, y'all listening because I'm whispering. If you haven't, go and try it.
Is that like the washing machine?
I'm just saying. No, it's not. No, no, no. No.
Really?
House music has a different kind of beat. And also, in house music, the beat changes, too.
That's true.
It
does.
There's this CD. I believe the name of the CD is called Bass Odyssey. I've never seen it. I don't know what happened to the CD in my transitioning of when I moved, but I no longer have that CD. It was a CD of nothing but bass and in different frequencies of the bass. OMG. I need to find that CD, and I believe it's called Bass Odyssey. So if anybody out there find a CD called Bass Odyssey, please gift it to LSO because she so needs it.
Ooh.
When I tell you, that's all I'm going to say. Y'all go out and experience it for yourself and come back and report to me and let me know. All you got to do is say, LSO, you were right. That's all I want you to say. Nothing else. Just tell me I was right and we good. Now. Has those, we did what goes through your mind. Oh, no, we didn't. What goes through your mind when you're getting off or when you're fantasizing about that person, thing, or whatever it is to help you in your masturbating state? We had a gentleman, he put naughty thoughts. Young lady, she put boy. And another young lady, she put 800 FICO score. That ain't getting you numbers. If that gets you off, hip-hop parade for getting off for 800 FICO score. Because if that be the case, I can look at my own. I'm like, okay, boop, I'm done. See, this is why. 3 to 5 minutes, I'm good. But Miss K, what goes through your mind that gets you off?
What goes through my mind that gets me off? I'm telling you, it's the energy of that person. It's the energy of that person. It's the visualization of, you know, what they look like, their body, you know, how we interact with each other. you know, how he's able to do certain things. How he's able to stroke certain things.
Ah, stroking like in stroking your spots. Ego type of something.
Oh, yeah, stroking my ego all the way, okay. Stroking my ego all the way to eruption.
Oh, okay, volcano.
Yeah,
okay,
like
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at you. Okay, I'm looking for the next question, and of course I can't find it in the thing, but okay, LSL, what goes through your mind that gets you off? Actually, I don't have to think about anything. My mind can be just as blank as it wanna be, and I can get off. That's how mental stimulation works for me. And sometimes mental stimulation happens, it just happens. I'm not thinking about anything. I'm not doing anything. It just happens. And I want to share this with you, with everyone listening. I was at an event not too long ago, and I'm there enjoying the event, enjoying the music, and all of a sudden it happened. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, what is going on? Why is this happening? So I'm, you know, trying to jam to the music, but it's still doing what it wants to do. And I'm like, oh, my God. I had to leave the event early. And I wasn't thinking about nothing. I wasn't thinking about no one or anyone. It just happened. So when I say it just happened, trust me, it just happened. So nothing actually goes through my mind. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. So has those fantasies resulted in a happy ending? No one answered that. So Ms. K, because you said you do have fantasies, so have your fantasies resulted in a happy ending? And you have to explain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think I said that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Those fantasies, when I'm able to tap into that energy, and then while I'm in that energy, I could think about that person and think about the things that we would be doing to each other and with each other, then, yeah, it's like true. Like you said, volcano, and not only, it's not just one eruption, it might be, it's multiple eruptions, you know. So when I'm in that space, I'm going for at least three. I'm not going for just one.
Oh, I mean, why stop? I mean, hey.
Exactly. If I'm in that space and I'm connected with, and I'm feeling that energy, I'm going to go for about three because I just ain't getting none. So, hey.
So you got to get it when you can get it.
I'm gonna get as many as I can.
Okay, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at
you. There
you
go.
So, have you ever been connected with someone that you haven't met, or that you know, or you've known for a period of time, and you connected with them, and maybe he became your fantasy, or you created a fantasy for him, or even if you don't fantasize about him, he can touch you in some form of way during your masturbation period?
Actually, the person that I'm speaking about is somebody I haven't met yet.
Oh,
we have not
nice.
Physically met yet. So everything now, everything between us is mental. It's mental and emotional. There's no physical.
So,
like
you know,
I
when
said,
that happens, that can bring you closer to that particular person because you didn't allow any form of physical contact. So you have no choice but to create that energy in other ways.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's,
okay,
it's great.
I see what, you.
And the great thing about it is because being that men are so visual And women, it's not that we're not visual, but we look at more mental and emotional stuff, opposed to physical. Not saying that we ignore physical, but that's not our number one go-to. So the fact that we built, like, our mental and emotional connection to the point where I could feel his energy, like, oh, my goodness, like, if this man is asleep and he's screaming about me, I can feel it. That's how deep this connection is. And then from that energy that I'm feeling from him, it's just so, like, arousing, and it could be so much of a turn-on that I do what I do.
Oh. Well, LSO, has those fantasies resulted in a happy ending? Well, I don't fantasize. I don't.
Right.
But I know there's one thing. I wouldn't associate this with fantasizing, but in my last book, Sultry, Intoxicating, and Naughty, which is the acronyms is SIN, and SIN in the form of a pleasurable type of something, not in a negative connotation, I want to do each of those stories. Or a part of each of the, well, no, some of those stories I don't want to do. I maybe want to do pieces of some of the other stories, because what I have created for those characters is so visual. Like, I can see the characters in motion doing whatever it is I have them doing. So sometimes when those characters get in my head, it's like they want to come out and play. And sometimes I'm like, y'all need to go to sleep because I'm in the bed and I'm tired. And my characters will not go to sleep. They will not settle because they want out. So I turn to my phone and I just let them have thine away. And then when I go back, when I read it in the morning, I'm like, y'all some nasty little thing. What y'all doing up? Doing this stuff, and I gotta get up in the morning. Y'all want to come out and play? So
let me ask you: do any of the things that you write about turn you on? Like, is there any piece that you have that if you read it, it would get you like sparked up?
Sometimes, yes. Some of the things, it's like, I really said that. Then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm feeling some kind of way behind that. Okay, let me just highlight this, you know, highlight this particular section or put a little sticky pad on there because it's like, ooh, word? And, you know, some of the things I can't say yay, I can't say nay, but I can say everything has been tested in my books that I wrote about. And whether they was tested after I wrote the book and people experienced it, or I fabricated some form of experience from something I heard, seen, or what have you, just note everything works. I had a guy on my first book, and the first book is of poems, Tastes and Treats. And he hit me up, and he was like, what am I not doing? Because this is not working. So I'm like, what are you doing? And I was like, okay, well, you're doing it right, but you're not doing it right because you're not, when you get down to the bottom, you didn't get the same result. So I was like, keep doing it until you get it right. And I said, it don't have to be my perfect right. It's your perfect right. I said, you doing what makes you feel good, you know. And I said, interpret the poem however you want and design it, customize it just to fit what it is you're looking for. He hit me back on the third try. He was like, I got it. Like, he hit the jackpot. Like, he was so excited that, you know, he hit the jackpot with doing it. So then after that, he sent me this meme that was like, here, take all my money. So whenever, whatever new I have that come out, when I let him know X, Y, and Z is coming out, he wants it. He don't ask how much money it is. It's nothing. When I see him, he would give me his wallet. He was like, take out of it whatever you want because I know I'm going to get what I need out of it.
Let me tell you something. I cannot listen to your CD. I refuse to listen to your CD and be by myself. Fuck out of here. I'm not going to be by myself and listen to that CD.
But you can enjoy it. That could be your background for masturbating.
Nope. Can't do it. Nope. I need that. When I play that, I need to be in here with the WWF and E and shit.
Whatever. Well, you know what? It's interesting because
I just can't listen to it because it's so provocative and it's so sexual and sensual that it's like.
So do I stimulate you?
It's a turn off. It's not.
So do the words? I'm not going to say me because it's not me. Do the words that are being said mentally stimulate you to want to do something?
Yes,
okay.
And it's not just your word. Wait. In addition to your word, it's the ad lib because the ad lib. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a CD, you need to get it. If you want to spice up your sex life, if it's corny, if you feel you need to do more with it, and you want to spice up your sex life, get her CD. I tell you right
it's
now.
It's called
you'll be
Eargasm.
Calling the show.
Giving you a confession.
Why? Yes, why didn't I get it sooner? Because that CD, I can't play it. I'm like, I'm not going to sexually frustrate myself.
Really?
Like,
you know, I actually listen to it, like, when I'm working,
it's
just
you.
Listen. Right, so it does
you.
Nothing to me. And
right.
I crack up laughing with some of the things that go on or the words, how you put them together to make them, you know, fall in line and stuff. I'm like, ooh.
You know which one had me. So I'm like, and it's one that had me. So I'm like, I'm not even trying to, like, get into all the other ones because, no, thank you. I ain't doing that shit by myself. Already sexually frustrated? You ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that to myself. No, thank you.
Don't do that. But it's good. It's good.
That's what I'm
good.
Saying. But see, that's to your credit.
Right, because I hear me,
it's
so
good.
You know, it doesn't bother me.
Right. It's so good that, honestly, if you're sexually frustrated, I don't, you know, you might want to listen to it and you're about to get some. If you have a partner, you definitely want to get it because it's something that will definitely take your relationship to another level sexually. It really will.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
Al, go LSO. You be doing your thingy thing thing.
Yeah.
Do your thingy thing thing. Al.
It actually is.
Well, we have some callers on. I don't know if any of the callers would want to come on or not, but I'm going to ask this next question. Callers, if you want to come on, hit me up and let me know if you want to come on or not. If not, I'm just going to randomly choose people to see what y'all have to say about the next question. How deep in your mental do you actually go to orgasm? A gentleman, he just put some eyes looking. Another gentleman, he put, I go real deep. And after the orgasm, he put the snoozes. He's going to sleep. A young lady put down deep, but not everybody can take you there. But if you're masturbating, you take yourself there. You don't need nobody.
That's
people,
true.
Stop waiting for somebody to take you to where you want to go. How about you take yourself and bring them along with you? And then when they get there, they're like, oh, this what we get? Hey. And another young lady, she put down deep. Miss K, how deep in your mental do you actually go to orgasm?
Yeah. It's pretty deep. I think I go pretty deep. It's
knee deep.
Like I don't know, neck deep. You know, when I use my imagination, I guess it depends on how aroused I am. So if I'm if I'm kind of aroused, I probably won't put much effort into it. It'll be like you, that hit it and quit it and get it over with. But if I'm really into it and I'm envisioning, like, the person and I'm envisioning, you know, the scenario and I'm envisioning what's happening and I'm envisioning smelling him and I'm envisioning him touching me and, you know, holding my leg up and doing this and, you know, doing that and doing whatever, whatever. You know, that definitely changes, you know, the how.
Okay.
It changes the execution.
Okay.
And the,
okay.
And the emphasis that go into the execution.
Unbelievable.
You gonna play some music? What
how
do?
Deep?
You gonna play
no. When I'm going to answer the question, and I want to bring some other callers on, see what they have to say.
Oh.
Also,
okay.
How deep in your mental do you actually go to orgasm? In all honesty, I don't have to go deep at all because if I'm going to masturbate, I'm already in that mind frame. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to get it. I'm getting in, getting out. I'm not staying in that moment for that whole, you know, that's one thing about me. Yes, this person who writes erotica, she don't stay in that moment. No, get in, get out. And I was told, I forgot what her title was, but she told me to masturbate for like an hour, like set the whole scene, the candles, the bath, the music. I said, who you talking to? I said, I need 5 minutes. All that right there, an hour, 60 minutes? No, that's 55 minutes overdue. No. But I am going to try that one day. But I don't know when, but I'm going to try it. But I have a number on that I don't recognize. Some other ones I think I do recognize. But this particular one is 0109. I'm about to bring you on with LSO and Ms. K. If you don't want to come on, you don't have to say anything. But 0109. 0109, you are on with Ms. K and LSO. How are you this evening? Are you going to come on and talk with us? You don't want to talk 0109? Okay, no worries. I'll put you back on hold. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate you spending time with us. Okay, I'm going to bring on 4615. Let's see if you want to talk. 4615. 4615. You're on with LSO and Ms. K. Would you like to talk or not?
No, I'm in the middle of doing something right now, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, thank you for listening in. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, 9961. After this, we're going to play some music. 9961, I'm going to bring you on with LSO and Ms. K. Hello, 9961. Wait a minute, it's still spooling. It didn't pull it over. Let's see. 9961, you're on with LSO and Ms. K. Would you like to talk or no?
No.
No? Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, okay. We're going to do one more. 4146. Hello, you are on with LSO, Ms. K. How are you?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We good. Oh,
we got
Vixen on. Okay, Vixen, you have to answer this question.
All right, what's the question?
What was the question? Oh, how deep in your mental do you actually go to orgasm?
Well, honestly, I thought about what you said, LSO. If I'm already in that self-satisfaction mode, I'm already there, so it's not that far. But sometimes, depending on my mood, I go fantasizing about one of my fantastic lovers and what we did and where we did it and how long it lasts and where he touched and where I touched. It's about making love to yourself. So I just go there.
Yeah,
I may throw my leg up like he threw it over his shoulder, or you know, ooh, or whatever the motion
well,
may be.
Where's my pearls? My pearls. I don't pop my pearls.
Clutch it.
Oh. No, I don't pop mine. I can't clutch them. Well, all right, Miss Vixen. Okay,
yes.
Well, since we have you, before we go into music, I'm gonna ask you one of the other questions.
Yes.
What are your trigger words or thoughts or sounds or song or what's a trigger for you?
Well, first of all, anything by anybody who knows me know I love Luther. So anything by Luther gets me. That sets the mood and it's not so much of what he says or what I may think he's saying to me. It's like that certain touch, even the certain touch that we're talking about self-satisfaction. So the certain touch that I give myself. So I'm already in mode, even though it's self-satisfaction. I'm always fantasizing during that time about who that special someone is, who may be making love to me or just having sex with me or straight up beeping me.
Oh, well, thank you, Vixen. We're about to put you back on hold.
No problem, ladies. Have a wonderful night.
Yes, you as well. Okay, we have to play some music, y'all, but we're going to leave y'all with this question. So when we come back, y'all better have some answers. Y'all better hit me up, inbox me, text me, something. Let me know. Orgasm the same from mental stimulation as it is from penetration? Now we can really see how deep you want to go. We will be right back.
You got it, it ain't a question. Boy, ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfection. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. And yeah, yeah. Hoping with me, oh, we could be friends. Closer to me, oh, giving me time.
You could hold me in your arms, try forgiving. I didn't mean to. when we were kissing. And the chills I used to get, now it's just a vision. Oh, why are you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you, forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you enough, I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain, I am not like before. I have real feelings, but you will never know. Sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I hate me, now he's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. No, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still
they were So in my mind I tried some doubts, but I'm telling you I'm ready to settle down. Ready to crown my queen, be for my king. I know your life is filled with pain, but I swear I won't repeat the trend. No, just gotta know you're here for me.
Off with the question, is your orgasm the same for mental stimulation as it is with penetration? The young lady put the same as masturbation, and then she never came back. Another young lady, she texted me and said, no, there's a difference for me. I love the D, capital D, in quotes, especially the human one. The deeper, the better. Oh, okay. Well, Ms. K, is your orgasm the same for mental stimulation as it is with penetration?
No. No, not by any false stretch of the imagination. No. And I think that's the reason why I would go, like, months without even masturbating. Because it's like, this is lackluster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's nothing like being in sync with your partner and them knowing where your spots are and them getting in there and inviting them spots until we can have an out-of-body.
But in the same token, you can fantasize about it too. And
it's not the same.
You know, reminisce.
It's not the same.
Okay.
For me, it's not the same.
LSO, is your orgasm the same from mental stimulation as it is from penetration? It can be. And the reason why it can be because I can mentally stimulate myself into a volcano, as I mentioned earlier for Ms. K. So it can be. And because I don't necessarily need penetration to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on my mind frame, where I am, what I'm doing, or what we're doing, or I'm by myself or I'm with him. It doesn't matter. So
right.
Is it a good thing to imagine doing bad, quote-unquote, things or bad sexual acts? Well, we had a young lady. She put, what's bad? A gentleman put, yes, it is, .. Some can't handle some of my thoughts. So, you know, me, I'm like, share your thoughts. And he was like, it's too explicit for Facebook. LBVS, which is laughing but very serious. So I'm like, okay. Then we had another gentleman. He put yes. So, Ms. K, is it a good thing to imagine doing, quote-unquote, bad sexual acts?
I guess it depends on what your idea of bad is. I think that's very subjective.
Yeah, I mean, the standard bad, because, you know, bad can actually be good depending on what it is you're doing.
Exactly.
So usually bad is in the eye of the beholder who's making the judgment on the situation.
Absolutely. That's why I said it's subjective. You know, it's definitely subjective. There's bad things that I've watched that I would never take part in. But I'm a voyeur, so I like to watch stuff. You know,
it's something
like,
about
watching.
Like, do this, make me proud.
Yes. Yeah.
If you don't make me proud, we have a damn problem.
Mm-mm. I'm a voyeur, so I'll definitely watch. So I mean, I've watched some SMM stuff and said, "Oh my God, I would never do that." But I've watched it. Holy shit!
But don't say it, because you can get in that moment. And that may be the best thing ever, so don't say never. I'm just saying. LSO, is it a good thing to imagine doing bad things? It sure is. As long as you're not harming yourself or anyone else, think all you want and enjoy. Let your imagination roam free and experience whatever it is you take in your imagination and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Is mental masturbating a threat in a relationship? A gentleman put, only if you are in your dolo mode more than you are being with your partner. A young lady, she put, nope, balance. Sometimes you need your mental time. So, Ms. K, is mental masturbating a threat in a relationship?
It shouldn't be, but then again, sometimes if a person doesn't know how to create balance like everyone else is saying, then it will be a problem.
I agree.
Because, I mean, if you're so wrapped up in your own mental, don't you at some point wonder what your partner is thinking about?
What if your partner is not there?
I mean.
What if your partner is not there?
Okay.
What if he's away for work for about a month or two?
Well, then that's different. I think that's different. But even that, you make allowances. You know, it's like, okay, if my partner is coming back tomorrow, then maybe a week out, I should make sure that I don't do anything. So that way that fire is there and I'm ready to jump on him. Opposed to if I do it
the night
before.
That fire is still
going
to be there. All you got to do is strike the match. At any point in time, strike the match. The fire is there. I don't care if I did it 5 minutes before you walked in the door.
Nah.
Strike that match. Poof.
No, there's a difference.
I'm on you.
Sometimes you could be there and take that edge off. Sometimes you don't want to take the edge off, especially if you know it's been a minute. Sometimes, I mean, I know if I'm about to get some and I haven't had any in a year or two, I'm not going to do something to take the edge off. I want to be a blaze of glory. Are you kidding me?
A blaze of glory.
I'm trying to rub nothing out.
Well, all right.
I ain't rubbing nothing out. I want to be a full blaze, buddy. You take
all
the fire
right,
out.
Okay.
That's what you do.
LSO, is mental masturbating a threat in a relationship? I believe it only becomes a threat when you're avoiding your partner or if it's interfering with you living. And when I say interfering with you living, such as it's interfering with you at work or it's interfering with you spending quality time with your family or your children or interfering with your life where it's hindering you from doing things that you need to do. If that's what masturbating is doing, then yes, you have a problem. And it can and will be a threat in your relationship because you're taking the quality time out of your relationship and you're pleasuring yourself and you're losing yourself within that pleasure when you also have a mate who can, you know, assist you and they can assist you in your masturbating or assist you in the whole sexual act. And you're taking that part away from your partner. Is mental masturbation better with self or with a partner? No one answered that question. So, Ms. K, it's on you.
I would assume it's better with a partner. I mean, because I think the roles are limitless. Because I feel if I was in a situation with somebody and we could bounce things off of each other, like the role play would be
literally.
I'll be able to go to a club and you would come pick me up and we could have different names and be different people for the night. And you're like, I normally don't do this, but, you know, go in the bathroom.
That's that role play up in
stuff.
There.
Yes. Like, I think with
why you got to go to the bathroom? Do it right there on the dance floor.
Well.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. You said that. The first thing I thought of was Homegirl and Tupac. Like when you said on the dance floor, I'm like, Homegirl and Tupac. That's the first thing
Listen,
that came up.
Things
you know,
happen.
I'm dating myself, I guess.
Hey,
but,
is mental masturbation better with self or with a partner? I mean, it all depends on what you want. Because you can mentally stimulate yourself or you can mentally stimulate your partner, and both of you can be stimulated to the point where both of y'all are performing the acts on yourselves, and then y'all can get that connection, that energy that'll flow between the both of you where you can feel him and she can feel, and the male can feel the female can feel the male, or male on male, female on female, whoever, however y'all are doing it. Y'all can feel each other's energy. And you get a chance to watch the other person. And in watching the other person please themselves, that gives you the opportunity to see how you can please your partner. Because if you see they do this certain whatever and their body responds to it, put that in your mental Rolodex and like, okay, well, I'm going to try that and see how he or she responds. And if they respond, you know, then like, okay, then, you know, find something new about your mate. Okay. How often is it safe to masturbate or mentally masturbate? Well, we had a young lady said, who's to say? Your personal choice, and the gentleman put no particular time frame. When you feel the need to do it, do it. So, Ms. K, how often is it safe to masturbate or mentally masturbate?
I think you have to use your own discretion. I think it's an individual thing. You have to use your own discretion while doing it. But you don't want to do it. You don't want to abuse it to the point where you're out of commission.
You're right. That's what I was getting ready to say. It's safe, limitless. It's limitlessly safe. I don't know if that's a word, but damn it is one right now. It becomes unsafe when you're chafed because you didn't use enough lubrication. Or if you hurt yourself because you went too far, or, you know, anything that's causing some form of damage or rupture, then that's when all bets are off. It's no longer right.
Yeah,
it's no longer safe.
It's no longer safe or beneficial.
And it should no longer feel good at that moment.
No, I'm sure it doesn't. If it's bleeding and swollen and chafed and...
That's
a
problem.
Leave alone.
Do you masturbate for an orgasm or to feel good? Well, we had a young lady. She put a big old gentleman. Sometimes it's for stress relief. A gentleman, it's like going to the gym. It's like a workout. Another gentleman, feel good. Another gentleman, isn't it one and the same, or am I the only one who orgasms feel good? And I had said, not all feel good after masturbating. A young lady put, most of the time it's just to take the edge off, but every so often it feels good. Another young lady didn't think it was a difference. Yes, there is a difference. Well, in my case, it is.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman put, there really isn't much difference. And another gentleman put, addiction. So, Ms. K, do you masturbate for an orgasm or you masturbate to feel good?
Oh, I always go for the O. I'm always going. If I go so far to masturbate, it's going to be for the O. I'm not going just to feel good. Like, no. I'm going because I need to get that energy out and I need to release.
Okay.
I have a lot of energy and big sexual energy. So, yeah, I have to release.
Okay, that's fair. LSO, do you masturbate for an orgasm or to feel good? It all depends because sometimes, like, if I have a headache and if my headache is lasting a little bit too long, I'll masturbate real quick to take
that edge off
and that actually subsides my headache. And no, my headache, I didn't have a headache initially because I needed to have sex. I don't know what the headache was from, but that will take the edge off and
that pressure off. Mm-hmm.
It also feels good, and I do have an orgasm. And if I don't orgasm within 5 minutes again, then I'm stopping.
It's over.
I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing all that. I'm just saying that's just me. Okay. What are three benefits to masturbating? Well, we had a gentleman put control when to come, not worried about saying the wrong name, and do as many times as you want. A young lady.
Well, damn.
She put calms your mental, eases aggressiveness due to buildup of tension and learning your body. A gentleman, avoid the wrong decisions based off of being horny and ease the stress level. And a young lady put, you can do it. As you put, you can do it when you want, LOL, of course, with discretion and privacy. You know how to please gratify yourself. No one loves you better than you and eases any tension, stress you may have. Ms. K put, I'm going to read what you put, Ms. K, and then you can, piggyback if you want to add more.
Elaborate.
Manifesting, broadening my visualization and seeing what I want. And seeing how I want the D. Well, she put the eggplant, but the eggplant stand for the D. So, would you care to elaborate?
Yes, I see in what position I want the D in.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, LSO. What are three benefits to masturbating? One, you can go for however long you want, and when you're tired, you can stop. Two is self-gratification. I mean, you can get in, get out, or you can stay as long as you want, as long as you're feeling good. And three, it does relieve stress, and it does relieve tension. And I like I think it was a young lady, she had said, you know your body. That's an excellent way to learn your body through masturbating. And also, that's an excellent way to show your partner how to love you and love on you. So you should masturbate. I recommend masturbating. Even if you don't know what you're doing, who's going to know that you didn't know what you was doing? You by yourself. And if you want to get very creative with it, have your partner tell you what he or she wants to see you do while masturbating. All fair.
Because your partner can't help you if you don't know what you like.
Right. All your partner can do is through trial and error or go in a repertoire of what they did with someone in the past and see if you like it. See how you respond. If you respond in a positive way or you like it, okay, ta-da-da-da. And that's not where you want to go. You want your own experience with your partner. You want your own experience, and y'all experience this together. Okay,
right.
I see 0109 back on, so we're going to bring that number back on, see if they want to talk, and they can get to answer this question. So 0109, I'm about to bring you back on. Hello, how are you? You're on with LSO and Ms. K. Would you like to talk?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
State
yeah,
your name and where you're calling from. We can hear you. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Latif. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
You said Latif?
Latif.
Is that what you say? Latif. Oh, okay. I want to make
ma'am.
Sure. That's what I was asked. I wanted to make sure. Hello, Latif. You're on with Ms. K and LSO. Well, we're up to the question is, what are three benefits to masturbating? Is that you breathing hard? You trying to, you better stop. You're going to make me let my hair down. And I ain't got no hair. I ain't got no. All of those ain't got no. What are three benefits to masturbating?
Three benefits. Well, change, because it's the, for me it would be like the setting, you know what I'm saying, like the setting and the mode that I'm in, you understand what I'm saying? So like if see my mind is like my mind makes movies, so like it's all
okay. So what's the benefit
never be,
of you making your movie?
Okay, well, the benefit of me making my movies is that it makes it the perplexity that how it takes my mind level. You understand what I'm saying? So like, it's always going to be thinking even more of like when my mind is thinking movies, it's thinking of situations. So like, suspense could make my mind think even, you know, more on a level, but then, you know, it depends on the level how my mind is going. You know what I'm saying? But like,
okay, so if your mind
thing
where
that
it needs to
like
be, how are you going to benefit? Where is it taking?
Well, how I'm going to benefit? Well, it's definitely going to take me to there's going to be a lot of growth. There's going to be a lot of.
Well, what's
a lot
growing?
Of excitement.
Your hair growing?
There's going to be a lot of.
What's
oh,
growing?
Nah.
No. Back up. What's growing?
Oh, I got no problem.
Hey,
we live. We'll be live and direct.
Okay, so what's growing? Is it your penis growing?
Can we be
you want me to say that
on this podcast or like?
Yes.
Yes.
What's growing?
My dick.
Oh, yeah. Maybe missing out. Hey.
Yes.
Now, is that so hard? My penis.
Hey, I didn't know that. I was trying to go around
inches.
I was trying to be. Oh, yeah.
But I brought you back to it because I wanted to know what was growing. Okay, so
this
one more benefit.
This is interesting. I want to hear more about the suspense. Like, what kind of music?
Well, we don't have all
like,
night. He should have been on earlier so he can get up in there.
I couldn't. When you tried
you have
to get,
2 seconds.
When you tried to get me
maybe.
On earlier, I couldn't. My voice didn't come through. I was talking, but you couldn't hear me.
All right. Oh. So what's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Oh, well. Well, if like it's a movie thought in my mind, I mean, I can actually wake up and envision, like I can remember my whole dream from beginning to end, like it was a movie, like I just put the DVD in the player, I can remember everything.
So
oh,
will
so
you
can
go
dream
and
about
reenact
it, and then use that. So you could go to sleep, have a dream about it, wake up, remember the dream, and then, like, knock yourself off just based on remembering the dream.
Hell yeah.
Or can you reenact that movie with someone?
Now that's an excellent question. I will say that that's an excellent question.
And you have 2 seconds to answer that question.
The thing is, the reason why that's a tough question too is because everybody's different. There's no this, like what one person's gonna like, the next person might not like. So it's
but if this is your mate,
yeah, you want this.
Your mate.
It is about the. It is about.
You should be able to compliment your mate.
But of course, but what I'm saying is, that's the importance of what the whole thing is.
No, so what he's saying is he can't control how a person's going
to
act. And even though it's his thought and his dream, he can't control if they actually will respond in the way that he would want him to.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Right?
Okay, but my thing is,
that
if you have your partner, you would know your partner. So the thoughts I know my thoughts, and my thoughts, I know my partner is gonna be like, I'm down. Whatever you say, let's hop on the way down, jumping off a building. Okay, let's try. Let's see how this is gonna work out. But
hey, I mean,
I'm just saying
that. I mean, as far as the jumping off, yeah, that's great. But
that's exaggerated because I'm not putting neither one of us
on a sexual level. What you're saying, and that's cool. I dig that. You know, if life could be like that, that would be like so beautiful because
then that's
not
why
everybody
you have
is really down
that
to
compliments you.
Compliment
when you find a mate that compliment you. You could be able to do things like that, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Mm.
But, Mr. Latif, we have to go because we got to begin closing out. I thank you for listening with us. Don't go anywhere.
I'm
going to
be on next week early. How about that?
Oh, okay. Very well. We greatly appreciate that. We're about to put you back on hold. Thank you for listening.
No problem.
Okay, as we bring our evening to a close, we would like to give a shout-out to all the birthdays this week. We have Angie C., Mike of 52 Shades Photography, Mom Bubbles, B. De Leon, Trisha, Terrence, and also, happy anniversary, Lawless Radio!
Happy anniversary!
We just had an anniversary on the 15th. Happy anniversary to us. And also in June 13th is the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show anniversary. So the week of and a week after, I'm going to find something or we're going to find something phenomenal we're going to put down. But just be prepared because we're celebrating the whole time. We may be ad-libbing the whole 2 hours of the show, anything goes. Condolences to the Black Lives We Lost. Yes, condolences to all those, any and everyone who may have lost a loved one during this time. We extend our condolences to you and your family. Thank you to our essential workers, our frontliners, and our military. We greatly appreciate you because y'all stepped up and did what needed to be done. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSO. M-A-S-K Squiggly D on YouTube. LSO is adding new merchandise and she's adding bathrobes. The last couple of weeks she added playing cards and whips. Now she's adding bathrobes. LSO is hosting a pop-up shop on June 13th, 2021 at Creative Square Studios BK. That's here in Brooklyn at 154 Utica Avenue from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. So if you're in the tri-state area or wherever you are, come out to the pop-up shop on June 13th. Thus far, we have LSO, Love Winks, the T-shirt plug, Kita's Beauty Bar, Satia's Sweet Kitchen, Matia Inc., and I think I'm saying that right. If I'm not, my apologies. We have Swag, we have Goodio, we have B. Butters Creations, we have Tattletale of a Speech Language Pathologist. So listen, we are going to have some good times. So just come out and show us some love. Even if you don't have money to spend, come out and just share the experience with us. We would greatly appreciate you coming out. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday or special occasion so you can get a shout out on your special day. Miss Kay, what would you like to say?
I would just like to say I'm so appreciative and so grateful that you all tuned in tonight. You know that LSO and I love you. I have put together a 4-week intensive. It's called Queen, Let's Fix Your Crown. And it's basically addressing issues with women, you know, primarily black women, but I'm not excluding any woman that wants to step in. And it's basically for us to get our stuff together, us to stop settling. It's for us to take accountability for our choices, good, bad, or indifferent. It's for us to set boundaries and have standards. It's just us to have a better relationship with ourselves so that we can have better relationships with our counterparts and we can attract the type of counterpart that we actually want. So, Queen, Let's Fix Your Crown. In about 30 days, I should be handing out the information on how to launch, where it's going to be launched. There's also going to be a book and coursework that comes along with it. So it's a free course, but you're going to have to pay for the book and coursework in order to, you know, participate in the actual free program. But I tell you, it's going to be worth it, and I can't wait to do it. I can't wait. I'm so happy.
Okay. All right. Well, don't worry about it. As soon as she get it up and running, we will be the first to, well, she's going to be the first to know, and then we'll be the first B to know, the first A and first B to know. So as soon as she know and get it up and running, we'll put it on the site, and I'll also post it on my page, and we're going to push this because there's people out there who need this at this particular time. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, so listen, you want to be on the end. Also, LSO and Sasha Sweet Kitchen, we're planning an event. We haven't totally finalized it, but of course, y'all hear the sweet kitchen in the background, so you know there's food. And when you hear LSO, you know it's erotica. So we're going to put food and erotica, and we're going to make the mesh, or we're going to have a nice adult event. So get ready for that. We are working on this now. We're brainstorming. We're doing what they want. So if we have any sponsors out there who would like to sponsor the show, feel free. And again, if you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, feel free to reach out to LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show and or how you can become a sponsor of the event that we have coming up. The event is going to be very intimate. And when I say intimate, it's going to be small because we're testing the waters, and I know it's going to be a phenomenal event. But we want just enough people, so y'all be on the lookout for that. It's coming, pun intended. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website at lawlessradio.com and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in the group, go in the group, and, you know, you can have a conversation with them. They do. Some do actually respond back to you. Let's show our support for one another, LSO. Excuse me, you can support LSO at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's TREATS, the letter N, THINGS, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. You can order Soldier of Love merchandise at soldieroflove.clothing and follow him on Instagram at soldieroflove.clothing. And you can order Ms. Kay a book, which is called Authentically Rich, at kshep-sff.com. That's K-H-A-Y-S-H-E-P as in Paul, -S-F-F, and that's frankfrank.com. In closure for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride, and we hope that you continue on this journey with us. We come to you in conversation in full transparency, and I hope you do the same as well. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic mental masturbating, handling your business and hand, end quotes. I hope you had an amazing weekend, and I hope you are living in your moment, because that's all we have. We have our moment right now. Tomorrow is not promised to us, but our moment is guaranteed because we're living in it. Continue to love on yourself for self-preservation, as we are deserving on purpose. Step into your greatness. It is waiting for you to make the first move. So what? It may take you days, months, years, but that's okay. Your success is your success. Speak things into the atmosphere and look to yourself for it to manifest through God's grace and mercy. Now is your time. Step into your greatness. Set yourself up for your greatness because you deserve it. Enjoy your now and bask in your now. But also, I have a bunch of lava in my mouth. Begin creating habits which transition into routine, and then you will reap the great rewards of a lifetime, because now you're in a routine of setting yourself up for all what it is that you want. It's an overall lifestyle change, and go at your pace. All it requires is for you to take a step in the right direction. Look in the mirror each and every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself a powerful affirmation for the day and walk in it. Learn to love yourself even with your visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. There is so much more of you to come. Show the world you got this. Cherish those gems because they are the ones that's added to your crown. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. With that said, like Soulja of Love says, live in the moment, and his hashtag is choose love always. Your approval is all that is needed. So step out on faith and just know every no is not to deter you. Sometimes it's actually a benefit. Each and every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life and stop looking to others to narrate your life story. This is your story, baby. You are good enough. You are enough. You deserve. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people have not heard they loved. Mm-hmm. They were loved today, yesterday, last week. Just know, LSO, Soulja of Love, and Miss K, we love each and every one of you. Thank you for hanging out with us and tuning in to the show. You could have been anywhere else doing anything else, but you decided to be here with us. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. And just because the world is on lockdown and coming for more for lockdown does not mean God has locked you out. So stay prayed up, be careful, and be safe. Yes, CDC lifted all these rules or whatever, but you make it right for yourself because you know how the world is. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Miss K, what is your hashtag?
My hashtag is authentically rich. What would be a good one?
Okay. Yours in
Queen,
sweetness.
Queen
Patricia LSO.
Crown.
Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.
Good night.